Oh, the learning today should be a schussi l'nishmas aro dear chaver chaim elozav ben shem shenaryeh, as well as a schussi l'nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schuss for refuah shleima of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim David ben Rachel Chanaliah b'Shein de Rachel and Abedati ben Perel, as well as a schuss for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now in the topic of Gilgal, and we introduced the topic yesterday by talking about the fact that there are multiple possibilities for a person to come back as a Gilgal. And now he expands upon that. And I told you one method to utilize this information in terms of defeating the Yetzer Hara. He's going to talk now about a different, similar, but also different way of using this information. Bottom of page 385. Once a person becomes aware and believes in the concept of Gilgal, he'll always be concerned that maybe he is a Gilgal of a previous life, someone who did Averis and is guilty. And now his responsibility is to fix that which he what's the word? Diverted, corrupted. That's the word, right? So to fix what he corrupted. And therefore, a person should go and put an extra effort to do mitzvahs ha'maisim tovim v'sigufim v'taniyos v'tikunim. He talks here about even potentially being mitzdara oneself, fasting, trying to be misakim for different faults and failures. Here's the key. Even if the whole world is telling you that you're a gadol ador, and you do a cheshbon ha'nefesh, and you believe the same, nevertheless, he bein of kirasha. You should still view yourself like you're a rasha. We're familiar with the Maimar Chazal, that so we know that the Malach learns with a child in the mother's womb up until the child's born. What's the last message given to the child when the child's born? The last message is that they tell him that so one of the things they tell him is that even if everyone calls you a tzaddik, you should still view yourself like you're a rasha. And he says that's really the idea behind this information. It should be machnia a person. It should humble a person. Because you should say, even if I am looked at as the Gadol Adar, how do I know that in a previous life, I didn't rack up a whole bunch of averos? And so really, in the grand scheme of things, for us, we look at our life as it started when we were born and it's going to end after 120. But in Shemayim, if this is my fifth go around, so then, I got a long list of stuff that precedes the day I was born. So who says that, just because I'm a Gadol Adar in this life, that when you look at the whole picture, that I'm my mitzvahs outweigh my averus that much? One of the reasons is because of a previous life that you're fixing up. A person doesn't know what came before. So I will tell you, I don't know if he's going to discuss this, but I'll tell you something which I am pretty sure Rabbi, of course, I'm blanking on his name now, very famous Sephardi speaker. Throw out some names here because I want to give him credit.
Shlomo Amar?
Who?
Shlomo Amar?
No, he's like a clean-shaven guy.
Mansoor.
Mansoor, thank you. Thank you.
So, what do I win? What do I win?
Yeah, I knew someone would get it.
I was going to say Charlie Harari, but...
Charlie Harari? He's Sephardi?
I was going to say Modi.
All right. So Rabbi Mansoor said, how do you tell, I believe he said it, how do you tell what you were brought back in this world for? So he said, whatever you find to be the hardest obstacle or the hardest nisayon, that likely is the thing that you should focus on the most, because that is probably what you're here to be misaki. And he gave an example for someone who just, it's impossible to get out of bed in the morning. I related to it because I've always had this issue. And for years, I always, I miss Minyan, a lot of things. So I always had trouble getting up in the morning. So that's something that spoke to me. He also talked about we're all constructed of Adama and Aish and Mayim. And I think, I don't remember, maybe wind or air, whatever. And he says, basically, if you're tired and you're a lazy person, you have more Adama. If you're you get angry, you have more Aish in you, whatever. So he tied it all in together. But I'm pretty sure, if I'm misquoting him, I apologize. But so I'm pretty sure he said this idea. So, like, you should think, What is the biggest challenge that you have? Like this, the Yetzer Hara is like down your back and it's like impossible and it's very, you struggle. And like, this is your lifelong struggle with, and if the, and he should said that you should approach that is my purpose in life is to overcome that. So when you have that mindset now, now it's a different approach. If I'm potentially a Gilgal and this is what I was put back in the world for, right? If I told you, let's say someone talks Lashon Hara, and I tell you the reason you were put back in this world is not because you were Mevatel Torah and not because of any averus you stole or anything. It's simply because you told Lashon Hara in a previous life. If you knew that every day when you woke up, you would say, my goal today is to make sure what? I don't talk Lashon Hara. It's a different mindset. And that is, again, like I said, another tool in defeating Yetzer Hara. Let's finish up the paragraph here. And you have to be concerned about what was decreed on you from previous lives. Especially in our generation. Now remember, he's talking 200 years ago. So it's certainly true today. In his days already, the Mekubalim said, most people who are alive are Gilgulim of previous lives. It says it's very rare to find a brand new neshama that comes into the world for the first time. And therefore, we should be humble. We shouldn't think that we're so great. Even if you are the Gadol Hadar and everybody looks up to you, but you don't know the cheshbon that you may have from a previous life. We're extremely poor. And we don't know who we really are, umabanu, where we're coming from, lesakein, to fix up, kashahayabimekedem, as it used to be, bisman ha'ari zal. So in the times of the Ari, you could go to the Ari zal and he would tell you where you were before and what you were brought back in this world to do. And going back before the Ari zal, you had the Rishonim, you had Nevi'im. So these people could tell you, these people could just look at you and tell you what your purpose in life was. But nowadays, we don't have that. So, always try to do the best that you can in terms of doing good. And always look at yourself like you're indebted. Maybe you'll find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and he will direct you towards the area that you should fix. Right? So, ultimately, for whatever reason we were brought back, we'd like to know it, or we'd like to be pushed in that direction so that we address it. Imagine if I, in a previous lifetime, was someone who made fun of Nach, right? Made fun of people that learned Nach, and now I'm coming back. So, what a favor HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me that he gave me a netiyah that I should want to give shiurim in Nach, right? So that's really what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our tefillos, please point me in the direction of the thing that I am in this world for, whatever that tikkun is that I need, that I should have a propensity, or at least I should be directed in that direction. I should focus my attention in that direction, right? Because if you are brought back, I'll give you an example just to end off with this. If you are brought back because you ran a Ponzi scheme in a previous life, and in this world you're poor and you don't have access to money, and you don't, I should say, you don't have access to steal because you have everything you need. So Kaddish Baruch, it's almost not fair. I need the Nisayon to pass it to be able to be Mesakim for what I did in a previous life. So you sort of need the opportunity. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us be Noita in that direction so that we should achieve whatever it is that we are back here for.